congressional fraud. Quite simply, that's election fraud supported by the Congress. And I wrote this one day before the Congress counts the Electoral College votes and finalizes the presidential electoral process. It's addressed to members of Congress. There's undeniable evidence of election fraud. You know this. So far, the courts have refused to hear the case against Dominion, against ballot dumping, against procedure violations, etc. This is judicial fraud. If the Congress does not investigate the election fraud and mechanically moves forward with counting the Electoral College votes, this will be congressional fraud. At the point where election fraud has been supported by judicial fraud and congressional fraud, our system of government will have failed us at the most basic level. Since our republic is chartered as being a government of, by, for the people, it will have ceased to exist. There will be no recourse except for the people to take back its government by force and reconstitute it. Since the individuals who have been given the responsibility to support and defend the Constitution as sworn by their oaths, since they have violated their trust, they will be seen and treated as traitors to our Constitution. Traitors do not typically submit without a fight. Hence, there will likely be violence at a scale not seen since the Civil War. This is not a threat. It is an assessment of the state of our Union and the trustees of it. This is an alert to Congress that they cannot fail in their oaths without being brought to justice. The people demand an independent investigation of the evidence and charges that have been raised regarding wholesale election fraud. We are confident that such an investigation will reveal the truth. But just as the fraud was not accepted by the right, the truth will not be accepted by the left. If there's an ounce of morality in the members of Congress, they will choose the honorable battle, the battle for truth and justice. You cannot avoid the fight that is looming. The issue is only whether or not you will be personally identified as a patriot or a traitor by the people. Forget the politics. Forget the incriminations that will follow. Do the right thing now, and that will be used at your trial if you have previously failed in your trust. Judgment is coming.